This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Two women are dead, both struck and killed by a car that fled the scene. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the details. Good morning, Tom.
Matt, and these are really strange details. The two women were fighting, reportedly, in the middle of Cullen Boulevard near Alvin Street around 3:30 this morning. KPRC reports the two were rolling on the ground involved in their fight when a car struck and killed both women. The driver of that car did not stop or render aid, just driving off into the middle of the night. HPD is actively looking for the suspect's sedan at this time. No other information is available.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Ground stops were issued at both of Houston's main airports yesterday, but were lifted late in the afternoon. The Hobby ground stop expired around 5:45. The Bush ground stop was lifted closer to 6:30. This could be closely related to staffing issues. This comes as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that airport delays would happen during a government shutdown, that delays have been widespread across the area. Or the country. In Cyprus yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott held a get out the vote event. Protesters gathered around the corner. Our Bianca Seward was at the rally and has more.
In an effort to encourage early voting, Abbott pushed three ballot initiatives up in November, dealing with bail reform, voting, and Texas water. Also on the ballot are three seats on the Cyprus Fairbanks ISD school board. The three Republican candidates running were at the governor's rally. Abbott didn't endorse them. Instead, he talked about education more broadly.
We wanted to make sure that we were going to reform the curriculum to get our kids focusing on being educated, not indoctrinated by the woke agenda.
Protesters voiced their concerns about the direction of the school board. Tara Cummings is the parent of a high school student in the district.
I mean, they've censored 13 chapters of state-approved textbooks. They've restricted library books and violated parents' rights to determine what their own children read.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
A carbon capture project near Beaumont is moving forward. The Environmental Protection Agency approved three final permits for ExxonMobil's Rose Carbon Capture and Storage Project in Jefferson County, which will allow the company to convert existing test wells into long-term storage for the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide. That strategy is a key part of carbon capture and storage technology championed by the oil and gas industry as a way to reduce emissions. Critics say, though, that the technology is risky and difficult to implement at scale. The EPA proposed to approve the permits in August of this year. In sports last night, it was a double overtime loss for the Rockets on their opening night. They played the defending champions, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and lost 125-124. The Rockets' new superstar, Kevin Durant, had 23 points in the loss. Houston will play their home opener against Detroit coming up on Friday. Currently 71 degrees. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.